Howdy, y'all. Thanks again for coming back to another week of Beginning of the Outdoors. It's the longest name of any podcast in the world. Stay tuned.
Are we live? Okay. Thanks, producer Jimmy. I got a new producer in the studio today, Jimbo. I like to call him. He'll be putting in all the fun features and editing the podcast. He's a great man. He's just like me, honestly. He's a truly great man. What'd you guys think of the intro music? I'm stoked about it. I thought it was very funny and catchy, actually. So I think that's going to catch on to the vibe. I hope people start singing that to me when they see me. And, you know, if not, let's sing it in the car right now. You know what I mean? Just kind of get, you know, if you're in the car, wherever you are, maybe, I don't know, in the gym. Maybe you listen to me in the gym. That'd be cool. Maybe you just listen to me, you know, laying in bed with your spouse, or maybe not your spouse, maybe just your phone. I don't know. But either way, when you listen to me, just think about that song, how fun it is. Anyways, let's get started. We got some awesome news this week. I'm very excited about this. I pulled the trigger on something that you guys hopefully will be stoked about. I am stoked about it. It was probably a huge waste of money because it's such a little thing, but I'm excited about it. There's a local, the Utah Expo that goes on here up north, and there's a little run associated with it. And it's with this guy, Cameron Haynes. I've talked about him recently with his calves and legs, beautiful legs, his thighs. And he's got this, Anyways, I signed up for this thing. It's called Keep Hammering, which is basically his logo. It's the Keep Hammering 5K, which is only 3 miles, but I'm really excited about it. And it could possibly get me into the mood to be a super runner in the future. But I don't want to run like thousands of miles. I think I'm more of like a, you know, 5 to 10 miler type of guy. I don't think I'm going to move it up from there. But it will be my first fun run situation. I'm very excited. I'm going to make my wife make signs for me at the end. That says like good job honey and stuff like that, just kind of be very supportive of me. I'm hoping for a few pics that I can Insta at least and get some good quality feedback from Instagram people and get some affirmation. I believe that is my love language, so I do like that. Also, speaking of that, if you want to leave any comments or anything and say how much you love my podcast, please do so. You know, it makes me feel good about my life and it helps me realize that people actually listen to this effing thing. Just kidding. Okay, so I've been able to get my 30-yard shot down decently. Okay, so I started at 20, and I was shooting my 20-yard bow shot. Mom, if you're listening, 20 yards is a good distance, okay, for bows. And 30 is a little bit more, but, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than that. If I were to explain it, I don't know. Anyways. So I got my 30-yard shot within 5 inches, 5 inches about of a spread, which I'm very excited about. I've been working very hard on my shot these last week or two. I didn't talk about it last week, of course, because I had my cousin on, which I was very excited about that. Super cool guy. The Gilgis are like the cousins I like look up to when I think of hunting and like outdoors people. Kirby was one of a few different brothers and a sister. I believe he's the oldest, and then he got a few other ones. Now, they got some amazing stories. I had to cut a few of them out. That's why maybe you heard some glitches on the last one. But man, oh man, there's some good stories. And maybe I'll do an After Dark Beginning of the Outdoors. I know that name is getting longer and longer. But who knows, you know what I mean? We could go to the next level. We could do a little, we could do who knows what kind of therapy. So let's talk about this. This is a cool news story, I guess. I'm going to start doing news, I guess. So my good buddy Noah, who's recently traveled his way to the lands of California, I guess apparently, you know, that's where he wants to be in his life, and that's okay, and we're cool with that. But no, we do miss you back here in Utah, and Burke as well. Berkeley is his wife, if you guys don't know that. So, I read the title of the thing, you guys will get excited. Rare black deer in Moab dies of chronic wasting disease. So anyways, there's this deer in Moab that had, what is it? I don't know how to freaking read that, but it's melanin. I don't know. It's basically only happens one in a million or several million, it says. But basically the deer gets black. His skin goes black because of like pigment or I don't know, something to do with the fur. Anyways, all around town, people would talk about this black deer, and they started calling him Cole, because obviously he was dark and black. But anyways, he got very sick of this disease called chronic wasting disease, which is basically when they have explosive diarrhea, and they continue to explode everywhere, and they just famish themselves. Now, I actually have zero clue what chronic wasting disease is, but it does sound like that. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. But it is a problem that's coming up in the hunting world. I've heard a few friends talk about it. The old CWD. It's rare, but it is sneaking its way into the deer population. But anyways, it was found dead, unfortunately, a week or two ago in Moab. It's just sad to see stuff like that. It's a rare. It's more rare. Listen to this little snippet I found. It's more rare than seeing an albino whitetail. Which I've never even seen an albino animal, like a deer or anything like that. Whitetail, anything. I've never seen that in my whole life. Not like I've been looking for them, though. So make that very clear. Anyways, cool stuff. Poor Cole passed away, but he is an example to all of us that we don't have to judge people by their colors. We can judge them, of course, by the matter of their actions. And that's why I love this story, because I'm a big fan of loving all and those around me. And I hope you guys do too. And then also, if you ever see me in real life, sing the little jam. Sing the little intro song. You know what I'm talking about? Just get into it. But thanks again for tuning back into this week's Beginning of the Outdoors. I'm thinking about changing the name. Let me know, because it is... it is the longest name in any podcast in the freaking world. So let me know what you guys think, what would be good. That's all for today. Thanks.